Hi, this is Joe Domanowitz from the New York Daily News. I'm talking with Dave Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
Here on the 11th annual Total Theater Tony Show, very excited to be talking about a very major category on this year's Tony Awards, and we'll be talking with a pretty major theater person in New York. He is the chief theater critic of the New York Daily News. He's Joe Domanowitz, and pretty excited to say that as part of his duties at the newspaper, he is on iTunes now doing a podcast. It's called The Joe D. Show. I guess, well, having people spell Domanowitz, nobody would ever find it, but it's pretty easy to find The Joe D. Show on iTunes, and he talks to pretty famous people like Betty Buckley. And who else have been some of your guests so far?
I think one of my favorite guests, Dave, and thanks for having me on the podcast, was getting to do a piano side chat with Janine Tesori, who's up for a Tony for her new show, Fun Home. So that was great, getting to actually have Janine play the piano, sing her songs. So that was pretty great. Betty Buckley was the most current one. I just talked to Dave Leopold about an Al Hirschfeld exhibit. So, yeah, it's 3 months into it now, I guess, episode 12. So I'm moving along with it and always eager for the next one.
Well, we are eager to talk to Joe Domanowitz about revival of a musical for this year's Tonys. There are only three of them. There could have been four, a lot of people are saying. But the ones that made it through are The King and I, On the Town, and On the 20th Century. Joe, your thoughts, please.
I think that it's going to be a good year for On the 20th Century. I think it's going to steam away with the Tony on June 7th. So I think that Kristen Chenoweth will be hosting. The evening is probably going to be hooting and hollering about a lot of things happening on stage. One of them being this show, this great Cy Coleman show that of the revivals. And you know what? It's actually really good company. All three of them are really worthy. I wasn't particularly miffed when Sideshow got left out. They picked the three that I thought were the best. But On the 20th Century was the one 5-star review that I gave when it came to revivals. I thought it was a great show. I thought it was just tons of fun, and I thought it really kind of succeeded in its mission. It's just a fun, joyful show, and really kind of hit on every cylinder.
And why, let's say, did you not give 5 stars to On the Town or The King and I? What was missing, if you could say that, what might have been missing from those?
Yeah, what happens is sort of you hover between that 4.5. We can't do halves. Uh-huh. I have to say they're both really terrific. King and I is a beautiful, elegant revival. If I had to nitpick, did I think that Ken Watanabe was completely there? Could I understand every word? You know, I thought that in a way the story of cultural collisions and a little bit of garbled speech maybe actually sort of served it, but that was sort of a kind of a weak point for me, a little bit of one. You know, Bartlett's direction is just beautiful. Kelly O'Hara, again, as always, delivers more than you could expect. The show looks beautiful. It's just, I suppose, that would be my one spot. On the Town, again, just a great big exuberant, very feels like this all-American celebration. My one nitpicking was that I thought the production in some ways was a little odd. But the sets were sometimes a little almost at odds with the production, sort of head-scratchers is the way I felt about it. But I thought the performances were all very good. I think anybody who goes to the show will walk away feeling like they had a good night on the town. But, you know, when it came down to it, having to pick this three-way Sophie's Choice, I'm going to go with on the 20th Century.
Can I ask what your favorite show of the whole season was?
Sure, yeah. No, I really loved Hamilton, which was at the Public and is coming to Broadway in July. Lin-Manuel Miranda, as we know from In the Heights, has just come up with this kind of really just exciting show, and I remember sitting at that show first few minutes. It kind of takes a moment to take hold when the Schuyler sisters arrive in the story of Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr, a New York story, just like In the Heights, but a different part of New York. The show just completely swept me up. I keep thanking Lin-Manuel Miranda for giving Renee Elise Goldsberry a terrific part, and this woman, Phillipa Sue, that a lot of people don't know at this point, but will from this. It's an exciting opportunity to get to know this really terrific young actress. So I think that I'm interested to see what Lin-Manuel does with the production. I felt it needed some trims. He said he's not going to be cutting out 15 minutes, but it'll be interesting to see what he does. You know, I'm looking to see how it fits into a new Broadway home, but I think it's going to do very well.
most people, if they're not saying Fun Home, they're saying Hamilton is like their favorite show of the past season, and we'll all hopefully get to see it on Broadway in just a couple of months.
Yeah, no, I love Fun Home. I think I probably last year said Fun Home, either said Fun Home or Here Lies Love. Fun Home, I can't say enough about it, and I feel that it's an important show. It's a significant show. It's a joyous show. It's just one of the shows I think that's hardest for me to talk about because I think it is such a rich and emotional show. And I've talked a lot about Fun Home, a lot, and happy to do that. But I'm curious to see now, you know, Hamilton kind of came from the same seedbed down at the Public, so whatever they're having the water, it's working.
And we are very happy to be swimming in the waters of the Tonys here. Sorry about that segue. But with Joe Domanowicz of the Daily News, remember to read his reviews there, as well as to hear his new podcast. It's called The Joe D Show on iTunes. And last question for you. Are you going to be at the Tonys? What do you do on Tony night?
Tony night, I am at my desk, and I'll be filing rolling reviews. We have an early review, a middle review, and then finally the last review. So typically what I'll do is go to the rehearsal to get a sense of the run of show, to get a good idea of what's coming next. It always helps because it moves really fast.
Do you review the show, or is it more of a news story of just saying what happened?
I typically do the news and give my kind of take on, you know, how I don't actually review the entertainment part of it, more just who won, who lost, who shouldn't have won, who should have, you know.
Kind of what we've done here a little bit. Been very happy to do that once again with Joe Domanowicz. Joe, happy season to you. Thank you so much for joining us once again on our Total Theater Tony Show. Have a great one.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye now.